God gave gifts to the church. The Bible says that these were gifts. We say that these were gifts that were offices.
Okay.
I agree. These offices had attributes. Some of the attributes were global. Some of the attributes were not necessarily global. Anointings are things that are set aside for a particular purpose. God anoints people for a particular task. When we do not do the thing that God anointed us to do, we create a problem with God. God anointed Saul to be a king. Saul stepped outside of his anointing and he wanted to be a priest. The anointing of king, prophet, and priest was an office to be held by Jesus only. So when Saul stepped outside of the anointing of his office, and anointed himself to be a priest, Saul incurred a problem with God. Similarly, the anointings associated with the fivefold ministry leadership gifts are anointings on the person occupying the office. What we are focusing our studies on are the global attributes on the person occupying the office. What do I mean by global? Every pastor or the office of the pastor shepherds and watches over those who have been redeemed through salvation out of a lost and dying world. Likewise, every teacher or the office of the teacher teaches and explains the Word of God through the divine impartation of revelation knowledge from the Holy Spirit. These represent global attributes of all persons holding the office or the anointing. Sometimes, the teacher does not have the patience or the endurance to shepherd and watch over those who have been redeemed through salvation out of a lost and dying world. After all, that is the pastor's anointing. Furthermore, the student is like an apprentice. The student learns under a master teacher. He graduates rather quickly, anywhere from 1 to 3 years. Then the student goes on to do the work of the ministry, which is to go ye therefore and teach others, to duplicate himself. The student is no longer being shepherded or guided by the teacher. Rather, the student is shepherded and guided by the pastor, because that is the pastor's anointing. That is what God gave the pastor the patience and the endurance to do. Although the teacher may possess the ability to shepherd the individual, he should know this. His anointing is not to shepherd the flock. The teacher may not even be graced to have the tenacity to persevere. To think that he must, is stepping outside of his anointing, and God is not necessarily in it. Likewise, the sheep are constantly moving from baby Christians to mature Christians. The pastor is anointed or graced to shepherd all the sheep. Nevertheless, when the flock thickens, and the sheep are at various stages of growth continually, the pastor cannot spread himself that thin, nor is that his anointing. So when the pastor sees himself as being a pastor and a teacher, he is stepping outside of his anointing, and like Saul, God is not necessarily in it. Literally, The pastor has anointed himself to be a teacher. He has announced that he possesses the global attributes of a teacher, which is to teach and explain the Word of God to the baby Christian as well as the mature Christian continually. Therefore, it is biblically sound to say that when a person is anointed to be a pastor from his anointing to be a teacher, that he is expected to not proclaim that he possesses the anointing of a pastor and the anointing of a teacher simultaneously. It follows that beyond a reasonable doubt, or approaching within the 85 percentile probability of truth, that it is an inherent part of God's promotional process that the pastor should not declare that he has the anointing of those whom he used to be, which would include the prophet or the evangelist. It should suffice to say that the pastor has the anointing of who or what he is and not of who or what he used to be. After all, some pastors never had the anointing to be a seer or a prophet, although for others that is what they used to be. Again, I say that anointings refer to global attributes of the persons holding the office. Grace and peace be unto you. From God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.